Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And let's take you down live and direct to the Campos Marina. We talked to Robbie Campo, who's there going to be dishing out some of those shrimp. And Robbie, before we get into your fishing reports and your weather conditions, I have a listener by the name of Glenn that texted in, and he's got a question, and I think you're probably the best guy to answer it. He wanted to know, what is the average price for live shrimp? He mentions best size, but, you know, maybe he doesn't realize you don't get to pick medium, large, or small. It's kind of what's available of the best size. And also, what is typically, how many shrimp per person do they get? Is it 50 per person, 25 per person, and average price for them? Can you give us that info?
Well, average person uses 25 to 30. They take 25 to 30 on, you know, this is what the charters do anyway. This is how I kind of know that. Some take 50, but it averages anywhere from 30 to 50 per person, Don. And, you know, live shrimp right now are running anywhere from 40 cent, which we sell 40 cent. And I think, you know, we're probably one of the cheapest around, but from they're anywhere from 40 to 50 cents a piece. So, you know, anywhere on the east side of the river, I should say. You know, I know if you go west of the river and you go down around Big Lake and that area down there, they sell it about a quart. And I think it's around $20, $21, $22 a quart. So, because I have friends of mine that have a lot of bait shops down there. So, I think it's around $22. And that all has to do with the price of fuel and everything else. You know, because these things, you know, it takes a lot to catch these things, you know.
Yes, it does.
It's just not just go out there, throw the net, pick it up, and it's, you know, oh, there's live shrimp. You know, there's more to it than that. So it's, you know, shrimp nets are so expensive and everything else, but it's, it's averaging around 40 to 50 cents a piece. So,
yeah, well, not just getting them.
I hope I was some help.
Getting them is part of the mission, but then keeping them alive. You know, you got to have really good tanks and keep an eye on it, keep the water salinity right, the temperature right. And, you know, it's interesting about how both ends of the state sell shrimp differently. When I talk to Kirk and I fish over there at Hackberry on the western end of the state, you're right, they sell the shrimp by the quart instead of by the piece. But it almost equals out to the same thing. You know, depending on the quart, per price per each, it's amazing how close they are. I think it's just easier on them to scoop out a quart than to count each individual shrimp like you got to do.
Yeah, well, it is pretty close. It all depends upon the size of the shrimp. So if the shrimp get, you know, if the shrimp are bigger, like let's just say they are 40, 50-pound shrimp or a 36, 40-pound shrimp, you know, so you sell a quart, you're not getting as many as you get when the shrimp are running 60, 70, 70, 80, you know, right. 80, 100. So, you know, so you get, you know, you take a quart, but you're getting less head count. So, you know, you get more head count with the smaller shrimp. So it all depends. It does average out, but it's, you know, we've been doing it this way on this side of the river forever, and that's the way they do it on that side of the river. So.
Yeah.
Let the river divide us. That's all I can
there
say.
There you go. Well, once you got your shrimp and you're loaded and you're going, where are you going to go throw them this weekend? Boy, it looks like a good
exactly.
forecast.
Well, you know, I'm looking at some squalls over the sound right now. I saw some lightning when I was driving in, and I kind of peeked at the radar a little bit. And anywhere over that northeast Biloxi Marsh, coming around to Britain Sound, looks like Chandelier and Britain Sound, looks like they got some squalls out there, so be careful, guys. But I tell you, Don, we had a really, really big tide range this week. It was almost 3 feet. So that made fishing in the Sound by Holy Cross and by Central, and, you know, those big rigs that's on the outside in that deeper water, made that a little bit tougher to fish. So what they did, they pulled back this weekend, fished the long rocks, the short rocks, Bay Elwha, fished, you know, over on that edge of that marsh around that Comfort Island area, and it did very well. So, you know, but the tide, I think the tide is on a downfall now, so I don't think you got, I don't know, if, I don't remember what the tide range is for today, but I think it's around 1.6 maybe. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I think it's still over a foot today. And I think so typically to fish those wells out in Breton Sound, you want anywhere from 8/10 to a foot, foot two, you know, 1.2, 1.4. Anything over that, it really gets blowing and going out there. And it makes it tough to get the bait in the water, and, you know, you wind up with a bunch of bluefish and sharks and all kinds of other crazy things that fish around, you know, hang around those rigs, and not trout. So, I think we're on a downslide of this tide now. So, but still, Don, they're still catching plenty of fish in Lake Bourne here, which I'm very surprised to see. You know, because I said it last week, I'm going to say it again this week. You know, for the last 10 years, and you know, we had spillway opening after spillway opening, and we had a couple years of low river here. Even though Pearl River was pretty high, I still think, you know, it made a difference, you know, having these low rivers these few years. We're still seeing some quality trout being caught in Lake Bourne, not numbers, you know what I mean? Not anybody going out there and, you know, filling the boxes or anything, but they are catching some fish there on the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne. They're catching fish over on still at the little rigs on the west side over there. I saw Captain Hill Wagner last week. I talked to him last week. So, he ran over here, and he was fishing by LaBus Cut. So, you know, there still are some fish to be caught in Lake Bourne here. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of where you want to go. And, you know, so if you're coming down this morning, we don't have any rodeos today, nothing really exciting going on. It's just a typical Saturday. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we'll get you in the water and get you going. Avoid the long lines.
Yeah, and don't forget to get that star ticket. I see you got about 7 or 8 places on the board on fish that have been weighed in at your marina. So you've been a busy scale this CCA star tournament season.
Absolutely. If you don't have a CCA star tournament ticket, get one. It's not worth going out there without it. It's just like having a CETO membership. Don't leave one without
right.
it. You know, that star tournament ticket, we had someone catch that redfish by the dam over here, and no ticket, no entry, so it threw it back. But, I mean, you know, this guy lost out on I guess the truck has been won, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think somebody caught one for the truck, but it was on the west side of the river. Don't hold me to that. I think that's what I heard. But still, you got a boat, you got an RV, you got $750,000 of great prizes. Why not buy a ticket? I mean, it's just common sense to have it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to throw a boat or a truck back over the side when you got to. You know what I mean?
But
a lot of people have done it. A lot of people have done it. Robbie, y'all have a good weekend down there. Thanks so much for the report, the info on the shrimp, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bud. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right. Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.